This is a gathering of dhikr, adhkar, remembrance, recitation, and this gathering is especially linked to, related to a special connection, a special purpose. In other words, tazkiyah, purification, and tasfiyah, cleaning. So for this reason, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, we have a discussion, we present some points that the pious predecessors have mentioned in the light of the Qur'an and the hadith, so that all of us who are gathered here, we've come from different masjids, we who are here present here today are not from this masjid, all of us, we've all come from different areas and masjids, and alhamdulillah, all of you, with the fadl of Allah, you've accepted this subject of tazkiyah, purification. May Allah Ta'ala give you progress and elevation and success. With the fadl and karam of Allah, this is a path which is straight. Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim, that you have taken hold of, that I've taken hold of. And this is totally in accordance to the hadith. This subject and path is according to the hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us istiqamat on this path, give us steadfastness and regularity on this path, ameen. Because nafs and shaitan certainly destroys an individual. And we should try that the insan, the human being, should adhere with steadfastness and be firm on the path. For example, the biggest, you can say, example of istiqamat, steadfastness for a salik, for a traveler, in the gathering of the Shaykh with istiqamat, we should be present, regularly, steadfast. There's nobody forcing anybody to come. Nobody is pushed to come. There's no restriction. But because this is the asool, there are some principles of this path. There may not be that a person on the Day of Judgment stands as a person in a big loss. We were on the path, but we didn't act in according to the principles of that path. So then we'll be included, maybe, possibly, with the people who lost out, who wasted their time. The reason for this is that in tazkiyah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sunnah, Allah ta'ala's tariqah method, is that the most importance is placed on the ustad, on the teacher. And we see this in all subjects and careers where you have to emphasize on the importance of the teacher. But here, just like we attain ilm, knowledge, ilmiyat, Qur'an, fiqh, jurisprudence, and there's importance laid on the respect of the reverence of the teacher. And the benefit that is attained is it's attained in different ways. Yeah, on the different subjects. If you're learning Qur'an or ilm, education, etc., fiqh, then you attain benefit by respecting the teacher in different ways. But in tasawwuf, when you keep an ustad, a teacher, a sheikh, or a peer, whichever word you utilize, then to benefit from the teacher fully, then the method here is a little bit different. Yeah? Both different subjects in Islam have different ways to benefit from the teacher. So how do we attain benefit from the teacher in tasawwuf, from the sheikh, in tazkiyah and tasfiyah? By speaking, by understanding, by debating, discussing, and by seeking proofs, demanding proofs. Is this in the first example of ilm? These things are utilized to attain benefit. But here in this path of tasawwuf, you get benefit from the teacher by adhering to silence, keeping your tongue silent, by getting benefit from not the brain, but rather the insan's qalb, the heart. That is what attains the benefit. Not from your brain. You don't need to think, to debate, to demand proof. The benefit that a person gets in tasawwuf is in the heart. The heart is what absorbs the benefit. So the first thing here is that the student should do what? He should prepare his heart. He should present his heart. He should submit his heart to his sheikh. Because the heart is the bowl that will attain the benefit from the sheikh, from the teacher. So the most precious thing in tasawwuf, in tazkiyah, is the majlis sheikh, is the gathering of the sheikh. It's the most important thing. Why? Because this subject is all about connection. Connection, rabta, nisbat. Just like, let's take an example in the world. We have an example. For example, you want to play a tape recorder, and If you put it here, it won't play. It's fine. You've got a tape recorder, you put a cassette inside it, but it doesn't play. Why? As soon as you put the switch on, if you put the plug in the wall and you connect the lead to the tape recorder and press play, then the light will come on and the tape will revolve. So it's not the achievement of the tape, it's the connection between the tape recorder and the wall socket, the lead. You understand? So you can have the most expensive of all tape recorder or player of any company, but if there's no connection from the electric wall socket to that player recorder, then will it play? No, it will not play back. So in the same way, doesn't matter how many kamalat, qualities you have, possess, how much effort you make, but if you don't have a connection with your sheikh nisbat, then your battery will be down, it won't be charged, it won't run. And it will only be charged when it's connected to the teacher. And the name of this connection in tasawwuf is called faiz. Faiz. To have faiz, to receive faiz from the sheikh. Now all of the mu'amala is based on fuyuz and the barakah, the blessings of the sheikh. The more a person attains the faiz, fuyuz and barakat, blessings of the sheikh, then the more Allah Ta'ala gives to the student. I'm telling you all of these points from our pious predecessors, because we are students, so we learn how to implement this deen. So my brothers, this is the path of success in tasawwuf, and the success of tasawwuf is Jannah. The end point is paradise, Allah Ta'ala's love, and is disassociation from hellfire. And there's a big guarantee that Allah Ta'ala has given if we succeed on this path. And the struggle, or let's say the effort that we need to make, is that the human being, most of all, he should attain the fares from his sheikh and the benefit from his sheikh. For example, when we are present with the sheikh, for example, like if you are near a heater or something that's lit up, and then you will get the radiance and the glow and the warmth. If you go further away, then it will be less intensity. So in the same way, if we have the gatherings of the sheikh and a person presents himself, and when a person presents himself in the gathering of the sheikh, then the fuyuz and the barakat that are attained, they cannot compare to when you're not with the sheikh. That's why it is stated, and you will have heard this from the mashaykh, it is stated that in the presence of the sheikh, faraid and after sunnah muqaddah, a person should not observe nawafil, no tasbih, no Quran. Rather, the best amal is that straight away start to draw on the fares of your sheikh. If your teacher, don't look left and right, don't submit here and there. If your sheikh is busy in recitation of Quran or dhikr, we used to go to the majlis and we understood all these points. Then in Hazrat's gatherings, if we went, and as soon as we enter, we'd sit down in the gathering, and there was no talking, discussing, and Hazrat was doing mutala, looking at his kitab with silence for hours. Yes, not 5-10 minutes I'm speaking about. For hours. And Hazrat Thab was busy in his mutala, his habit of sitting, and after Ishraq, Hazrat would sit down in the majlis, in the batak, in the study room or open place, and they would sit there. It wasn't the masjid, there was a private batak. Hazrat would leave the masjid and go to his private sitting room, and he would stay there till dhuhr and do his activities and mutala and look at the kitabs, etc. And what would happen, there would be a big gathering there, alhamdulillah. Sometimes half an hour, somebody had half an hour slot, somebody had an hour slot or 15 minute slot. And I saw this, people would come and sit down, and it was such a great dhikr people would do. They would draw on the fares of Hazrat and do dua and then leave from that gathering. From far and wide people would come from different localities and villages. Why? Because Hazrat was busy and occupied in his activity, but Allah Ta'ala had prepared that, go and connect with your sheikh. Connect with the sheikh. Now here you don't need to speak, you don't need to do anything. Like I said to you, that you will have read our shajra, that how do we get a connection with the sheikh, subhanAllah, that when you sit in dhikr, then it should be as if, it's written in the kitab, in the shajra, mubarak, that straight away do tasawwur, imagine that all of the mashayikh in the shajra, from your sheikh to his sheikh, to his sheikh, to his sheikh, to his sheikh, going back through our ancestors, back to the Prophet ﷺ. This is called the mustanad, confirmed silsila chain. And the kamil sheikh is the sheikh who has a link with this silsila, with this chain, with the series of shaykh. The Sahih Hadith says in that you have to have the complete sanad, the chain of transmitters. And where there's a break in the chain, then the hadith, it becomes da'if maybe, or maudu, etc. So in the same way, if you see a chain of shaykhs, the shaykh, my shaykh was this shaykh, to his shaykh was this shaykh, and it goes back, right back to the fountain of mercy, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the confirmed, authentic chain of teachers. It's not far. Spirituality is near. So it's stated the Mashayikh, the pious people have said that when you sit in the company of your shaykh, in the presence of your shaykh, close your eyes and do tasawwur and start thinking that my shaykh, I am with my teacher, my heart is connected to the heart of my shaykh, and his heart is connected back to his shaykh, back to his shaykh. Read this. Read this in the Shajar Mubarak, and the benefits come in the same way the connection is made back to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq to the Prophet ﷺ. So it came from Rasulullah ﷺ to Abu Bakr Siddiq through the chain of shaykhs to my shaykh, and that fares is coming into my heart. Subhanallah. So in this masjid, I don't know why I speak a lot about this, or if I say this all the time, that is this a khanka or something, that it looks as if some, as soon as I come, I tell you the truth, that the subject that was in my mind, I have stopped that now. I'm not speaking about that. That was a very good subject. I was going to speak about wallahi. Just like when I finished praying salah, then 2 minutes I was thinking that what shall I speak about? Shall I speak about this or what I've just thought about now? Yes, for 2 minutes I did maraqabah before I spoke with you. That what's happened? Suddenly I thought, shall I speak about this? Or where has this discussion come from in between? So this, my brothers, is a very beautiful effect of tasawwuf that runs. And with enjoyment, we speak and discuss. When there's hesitation in speaking, oh, the fatwa will come. Oh, you're talking about peedi, muridi. Here I speak with an open heart, and openly I speak here when I come here to this majlis, in this masjid. This is proper headquarters of the fakirs, you can say. This is Allah's karam and fadl, mercy, that we can speak about tasawwuf like this here. So what was I saying? Do you understand now the tariqah of fairs, how to draw on the fairs of the shaykh? This is the methodology, that our hearts are joined together. My heart is joined with my shaykh's heart, and his heart with his shaykh's heart, back to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That reflection is coming back through the chain of the teachers to the final shaykh, and my heart is linked with his shaykh, with his heart, my teachers. And after doing this, whichever latifa you concentrate on, then start doing dhikr of Allah, subhanallah, and then you will become nur ala nur. Your body will be full of nur. And when should we do this? Whenever you see your sheikh, your teacher, then catch him. Sit behind the teacher, start maraqabah straight away. Dhikr of the heart, don't waste a minute. Why? Because this is a very valuable thing you're about to attain. Remember? Because at that time, the whole path of ma'rifah and nearness to Allah Ta'ala has opened up with the connection of the teacher. Don't do anything else, don't focus on anything else, stop everything. At that time, tasbih, thoughts, focus, everything else. Close your eyes and you see the shaykh is there. He sat there for a little while in the masjid. Then sit behind your teacher and start to draw on the fairs. If you have any thoughts, bad thoughts, whispering, don't worry about that. And sit with this niyam, with the fadl of Allah, make your heart alive. That's it. And then Allah Ta'ala knows best and you know best. And this is how the fairs will come to the individual. So this is presence with the shaykh. And in the non-presence of the shaykh, we should also do this in the same way. In the same way. So Allah Ta'ala then opens all the paths, and the affairs of the shaykh starts to come into the heart of the student, the salik. Totally in this way. So the next point is a bit dangerous, I won't mention it. That what a person attains, what conditions arise with a person with this fairs, may Allah Ta'ala allow you to feel. This is all based on niyyah, isn't it? Based on the intentions. There are two things. One is that a person who saves himself from haram, and his ibadat, he is regular, he saves himself from haram, and then see the kamal, the benefits of the connection with the teacher. Then it's beautiful kamal and effects that take place. So just, we need the connection. We need the connection. We see straight away shaykhs come, he sat in the majlis, he's reading nafal, voluntary salah, and we don't need to speak to him. We could just straight away fulfill your faraid, finish your faraid, sunnah muakkada, and then straight away, don't look around left, right, as the door open, who's coming, going, what's happening. Whoever focuses attention straight on the shaykh, direct, then he benefits. But if you take the focus away, then it's like the tape recorder stopped, the leader's tape being taken out. So be totally 100% focused and pay attention to the shaykh. And some people, some shaykhs say, no, you're sat here, and you're reading tasbih, you're reciting tasbih, and you're listening to your sheikh's discussion, somebody's reciting durood sharif, astaghfirullah, that this is the biggest bi'adabi, disrespect, and then a person will lose from the fez, and he is disrespectful. If he does this, don't speak to someone else, don't look around, don't focus on anything else, don't do anything else, no discussion with them. No, sit in the majlis of the sheikh like this, as if there is nothing else to be done, and you have the straight, direct connection with the teacher. Don't focus or think about anything else, and don't even imagine that you need to do something else. Oh, now the main point that I'm telling you, the main point to how to attain the fares from the sheikh, how to attain the benefit from the sheikh, and how to strengthen the fares of the sheikh. And there's one latifa with this, and a person will become Nur ala Nur. 10 minutes, 5 minutes, he becomes Nur ala Nur, and he takes the fares from the gathering. So this is tasawwuf. Tasawwuf and tazkiyah. Purification and cleaning. Other points we discuss about the Quran and Hadith give the full benefits, and tazkiyah is what we are here for, and that's what gives success. So this was a point that came to my mind that I've presented at your service. That don't waste time. We shouldn't waste time. Because after meeting a person, if he gets up a loser in the hereafter, then it'll be so sad. It's very simple, these principles, very simple path of tasawwuf. So we should fulfill our obligations and make the connection strong, and always try to allow this strength of this wealth to come into that. Because it's very easy, you don't have to recite thousands of tasbihs, do so much effort, recite durood sharif thousands times, nothing. Just what we have to do, close your eyes, and start doing Ismi Zat, Allah Ta'ala's name, take the fares from your sheikh, connection from your sheikh, and benefit from this in your heart. That's it. That's all there is to it. Finished. End of story. The whole universe is alive due to the pure name of Allah. Remember this. And the biggest ni'mah, the biggest favor and gift, just like Hazrat Muhammad Zakariya rahimahullah ta'ala stated, the biggest ni'mah in this dunya, the biggest gift of this dunya and the next, the whole world and the universe, greatness, is that if you get the tawfiq, the ability to recite this pure name in your heart, the name of Allah. As a sheikh said this, why? Because he knew the taste of this. He knew. And our pious predecessors knew the taste and what are the benefits and the pearls attained by the name of Allah. This is the dhikr that we need to do. Ismi Zat, Allah. Hazrat Shaykh Rahimahullah stated that this is Ismi Adam. He said this, that Allah's name, Allah, this is Ismi Adam, the greatest name. He stated that all du'as, everything is accepted via the name of Allah. Due to the name of Allah, everything is accepted. The heart is pure and just need Allah Ta'ala's name, Alhamdulillah. And there's nothing greater than this. There's no greater wazifa than this. There's no greater wird than this. No greater recitation than this. Walking, talking, traveling, wherever you are, always your mind and heart. We should make such a habit that the heart is always busy with the dhikr of Allah. And the tongue should be silent. Speak less as possible. Obviously, this is the reality. If a person keeps going, natta, 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 chit-chat, chit-chat. And it's the habit of women to do this. 2 minutes, if women speak, then they phone for 2 minutes, and then they speak for 3 hours. This and that, dung, 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 ongoing. Continuous. So what we should try to do is to stop using the tongue and always use the heart. The heart should continue as much as possible like a machine and reduce the use of the tongue. This is how easy is this tariqah. This is how Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy for us. Even then we waste our time. We don't have a link with the sheikh. We don't sit with the sheikh. We don't have the desire for the majlis. Is this a life for a person? What for? What reason are we alive? Tell me. For what reason? That's rather than life. Yeah. Because if we are living a life, we should be the servants. We should be the true servants. Servanthood. We have been created for servanthood. Always we should be connected with Allah. Direct connection with Allah. We haven't come for houses or shops or businesses. We haven't come for planes. We've come for one thing. The reason for us coming is servanthood, to be linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we should have servanthood instilled inside us, bring it inside us. The so fortunate are you people, I cannot tell you, that I've seen with my eyes, with the fadl of Allah, I've seen with my own eyes, I've seen in the whole world, that with which method the thirsty people who are quenching the thirst with the ism izat Allah, they are looking for Allah, how those people, they destroy themselves, they put a stop on their life, that for example, we want to sit in the sohbat and do the dhikr of Allah, tell you the reality. Reality. This is how great wealth this is, Ismi Dhat, the name of Allah. So big a ni'mah is this. Tomorrow, the day of judgment, as soon as a person dies, he will realize, every human being, every person in Bolton, every individual will know that the majlis in the morning of the dhikr of Allah, and if he's not sitting there, then what a big loss that person will be attaining. And he will be shrieking and screaming on the day of judgment, on the day of hashar, on the day of resurrection. At that time, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, His announcement will reverberate in our ears when we see those people that had yaqeen and they had certainty with the fadl of Allah, with the karam of Allah. They at this time did not waste the time and they attended the majalis on time for themselves. This is a massive ni'mah, massive gift, and all of the wealth of the world is attained that time when a person sits down in the morning and remembers Allah in the majlis. The whole of the world and its wealth put together is attained in the morning when a person sits and remembers Allah in the majlis and does dhikr of Allah. So at that time, on the day of Qiyamah, when we'll see, people will see those people and their result that we used to read in the hadith, Allahu Akbar, that the pearls and rubies, they will have the thrones of pearls and rubies on the day of judgment. And this is not a minor statement. This is not a minor point, my friends. This is a big hadith. Big hadith. At that time on the plain of resurrection, there will be seats and thrones of pearls and rubies and precious stones. And who will be sat on those thrones? A qawm, a nation, and the whole of mankind on the day of resurrection will say, Allah, at this moment in time, this severe moment, these people are sitting on these thrones decorated with their faces glowing like the moon on the 14th night. Think, what's happened to our thought process? The thing for a moment, that what's happened to our aql? What's happened to our intellect? What's happened? Now thinking, for the sake of the business of the world, if a person starts to praise his business, he starts sweating, look at the business, and mashallah, money we'll make this many flats, and we'll have this much in there, and we'll do this, and we'll have tenants, we'll get this much rent, with every flat's rent, we'll get this, and we'll sit down and eat, and the children will eat, and everyone will eat, and we'll enjoy ourselves, and this and that. So much enjoyment we feel at that time, isn't it, when we discuss these points. With such enjoyment we speak, you're drinking tea, and we're rejoicing. And I've seen, because I've sat with those people and lived with those people. And we don't know that what's happening, death is on their heads, and they're enjoying themselves, that when I make this house, then after that, we'll get this much profit, then I'll earn this much after that, then after that, inshallah, we'll make the next project will start, and then it will sell for so much, and you get enjoying so much at that time. And in this enjoyment, what happens? Sarwa Alam, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's blessed statement has said this, and the Sahaba Ikram are listening, the noble companions. There will be the plain of resurrection, and the people will sit on thrones made out of rubies and pearls and precious stones. And we're thinking of thrones that we see, but what will be those seats? There will be a special group of people sat there whose faces will be shining like the moon on the 14th night, and the light, the rays of their nur that's coming out of their bodies will be beamed across the plain of resurrection, and they'll be sat there. And the people on the day of resurrection, you've heard from the ulama, from the scholars, from the learnings, from the hadith, what is the severity of the day of resurrection, from death, after death, all the way up to paradise. Remember, the worst severe time and day upon human being will be the plane of resurrection. Anbiya, the prophets, will shriek, they will cry out. And then the maqam will be given to the Prophet ﷺ, maqam-e mahmood, which will show the Prophet ﷺ, and he will have the standard of hamd, the flag of hamd, and he will have the green attire, and then he will ask Allah for everybody, for Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness and salvation. This is how severe will that time be. What will happen there? That there will be thrones of rubies and pearls and emeralds and precious stones, and the people will cry out, shout out, who are these people on these thrones? Don't we have yaqeen on this hadith? Tell me, for the sake of Allah, we have yaqeen on the bed. We love sleeping on the bed, and we know that we have to get up tomorrow morning and go to work, and I need pounds in my pockets. I know that. I need to open the top and the shop and lift up the shutter at on time. I have yaqeen this, but we don't have yaqeen on what we're listening to. If from dhuhr till from fajr till ishraq, we have the time in our hands. The one is the fard salah, fajr. Isn't it fard? It is compulsory. How can we leave that? And after fard, how long does it take? 25, 20 minutes till sunrise. And when a person sits in maraqba and the dhikr, then the enjoyment starts to come, and his sleep is fulfilled as well at that time. Subhanallah. First 3-4 days, shaitan attacks and he puts the nafs off and it looks difficult to us. Hard, just like Ramadan is coming. The first fast look hard. And everyone will think somebody is yawning and somebody is feeling sleepy. But as soon as the time passes, 5th and the 6th time comes, then we start feeling enjoyment, isn't it? Yes, so first few fasts are severe and hard, but by the 5th, 6th fast, we enjoy getting up, doing suhoor, and running to taraweehs, and there's enjoyment. In the same way, this is ibadah. This is ibadah after fard sitting down, we're old, our bodies are creaking and cracking. May Allah Ta'ala give us Jannah. Allah Ta'ala has opened the path to Jannah, paradise, subhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala has opened the path to Jannah, Allah give us rizq. This is the path to rizq, to wealth. Allah Ta'ala has opened the path to health. So we got rizq, wealth and health and paradise. What thing is there that we cannot attain? Tell me, such a great reward. The dhikr of the morning. That nothing of the world at that time can compare. 360 joints in our body. Yes? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us this as well. That time, could a doctor tell us at that time? 360 parts, joints, pieces in our body. And every joint Allah Ta'ala demands that I've given you such a precious resource and asset that you know your joints, your knees, they wear out, somebody's elbow wears out, somebody's having an operation. These are joints. Joints. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala says, why do we have problems with our joints? Because on every joint Allah Ta'ala has put sadaqah. Sadaqah. And this sadaqah is not paid by money. What has Allah Ta'ala prepared? Allah says, you can't pay this the sadaqah of these joints by money. Allah says, you have to get up in the morning, pray Fajr Salah, after Fajr do Dhikr, after Dhikr do Ishraq, pray Ishraq, and all 360 joints, you've paid the sadaqah, the charity for those joints. Say SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. So, my friends, you have insured your joints by doing Dhikr of Allah in the morning. No, I've got clicking joints, then you want to have an operation, you want injections, and we want to make Allah's bone idol, then we leave Salah, we leave other Ibadat. Allah is aware, Allah is watching, Allah is giving. So 360 joints Allah has given. Allah says, suddenly, in this amount of time, short amount of time, nothing of the dunya at that time, you can't do any other Ibadah. No Hajj, Umrah at that time, nothing. Sadaqah, you cannot give this Sadaqah for the 360 joints. But how can we give Sadaqah? When we do Dhikr of Allah, Ismizat, Allah Ta'ala's personal name, we enjoy until the sun comes out. There's another ajeeb point here, that when the sun comes out, SubhanAllah, this time, Allah Ta'ala really likes this time. Allah Ta'ala really likes this time. And this time, ajeeb point is coming to my mind, unique point, something's coming to my mind, let me tell you this. Let me share this with you. Why does the time stop at that time? Allah Ta'ala, this point is coming into my mind. I don't know what level this is, but listen to this carefully. That this time after Fajr until sunrise, Allah loves it so much. It's so beloved to Allah. That Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala at this time has put all ibadat to the side. Allah says, I don't want your sujood. Say Subhanallah. After Fajr Salah, till sunrise, there's no sujda. No prostration. There's only one ibadah accepted. Close your eyes and be immersed and remember your Rabb Allah. Subhanallah. SubhanAllah. What a beautiful point, isn't it? So this is the fadl of Allah, the grace of Allah. So precious is that time. The sun is rising, the rays of light are coming down. Imagine that light at that time that is coming onto people. Another point is coming to my mind, SubhanAllah. That sun, the light when it comes out on those people who do the dhikr of Allah, and we have done dhikr, the light is coming down with the dhikr of Allah, that when the light would come down and beam down fast, then Hazrat's voice would come out, you could say very low volume, Alhamdulillah, and then the rays of light were on us at that time. SubhanAllah. And it was an ajeeb scene, a unique scene. So here point comes to my mind, now point comes to my mind. That in reality at that time was said that on the plane of the resurrection there will be the people's faces will shine like the moon on the 14th night. In reality it's the reflection just like the rays of sun that came down onto our bodies at the time of Ishraq sunrise. It's that same effect on the day of resurrection when their faces will shine. It's the reward for those who do dhikr of Allah until Ishraq sunrise. My brothers, this is a massive point. Massive point, tell me. So what will we do? Allah give us health, Allah give us food, Allah give us cars, iman, belief, time. This is such a time that everyone's got time. Everyone's gone, just have to leave the bed. Leave the bed, in the bed you don't get nothing. In the bed you get what? Dreams. What is a dream? It is artificial, it is not real. Say SubhanAllah. The more than a dream, there can be nothing more artificial than the dream. You see a monkey or a lion, someone's grabbing you, and your wife's throwing the shoes at you, your mother-in-law's tearing the clothes, and there are arguments and quarrels in the dream, and you speak nonsense, rubbish, get up after shaitan's taken you astray. And on the other side, you leave the bed and you have the raining down of Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and mercy when you do dhikr of Allah. So which time should we select, my friends? Look at this. That's why it's stated that after Ishraq, this is not the time to sleep, this is illness. Illness. Why do you run after Fajr to the bed? Why? Because we speak nonsense in the night, we waste time, we spend the night in backbiting, 10 hours of gatherings and chit-chat, speak about this person, that person, business, work. Allah Ta'ala says, this is not the case, this is not what we should be doing. From the night, be prepared. That very great time is about to come in the morning. Very valuable time is about to come. And the whole of the dunya, the ni'mas of the world, you are about to loot. Allah is calling out. He's about to call out. And the angels, the special angels that the Quran is mentioned, that they descend at the time of Fajr upon the human being, say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Is this not in the Quran? Is this not in the Quran? Special select angels descend from the heavens, and in their hands are what? Quran. What do you understand by this? We say this as... For example, like, you know, food is distributed for that. You have the utensils, the other big bowls or plates. So just like the Khwan, and you distribute the food. This is palau tray, and this food tray, and that tray, etc. So the angels, they descend with big trays, long trays. And when the person is doing dhikr of Allah after Fajr, then they're immersed in dhikr. Then the angels, they put the decorated trays in front of us. This is your rizq, this is your mal, this is your money, this is your food. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So, how fortunate you are, I am amazed, you are so fortunate. But tell me, oh people, that this is how you loot in the morning the treasures. That's why the Sahaba said, that this is where we are looting the wealth, where they're sitting inside doing the dhikr. What are we speaking about? This is where the transaction, this mal that you want to loot, inside, look in the masjid, what's happening? They said, what mal is there? What wealth is there? There people's necks are bowed and they're doing the dhikr of Allah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So is this a hadith or not, Mawlana Sahib? Yes, it's hadith. It's hadith. So go to sleep, 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 and sleep all your life. Yes, and our destiny has gone to sleep. Sleep and sleep, we become mad by going to sleep so much. Tell me. So will we come from tomorrow? Whoever comes, who will come, put your hands up. Yes, only a few hands go up. When I say, do you want £5,000, do you want this shop or house, put your hands up, everyone's hands will rise to the ceiling. Please, I'm first. I put my hands up first, we'll say. Isn't it? Me. And we'll say, me, give to me. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. I'm a very weak person. I emphasize on myself that I'd like to do all of this in front of you pious people. May Allah Ta'ala give us steadfastness. And those who are practicing, I've told them the tariqah, follow this methodology, don't waste time. What should we do? Attain the fares of the Sheikh. Sheikh, the teacher, we should consider him as what? That he is a man Allah Ta'ala sent, and I'm not going to leave him. There's fares from his shoes. And here now I'm speaking like the Khanka. There's fares in his shoes. There's fares in his rad. Whichever car and the couch he sits on, there's fares, Subhanallah. Whichever clock he touches with his hand, the clothes he wears, there's fares. Now let me tell you something about fares. Blessing, Subhanallah. Hazrat Khwaja Masoom Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Do you know who this is? This great sheikh with the rank he had, the status. Who is this? Hazrat Mujaddad Al-Afthani Rahmatullahi's son and deputy. 900,000 students had done tawbah and became Muslim at his hands. Thousands of kings of the world who were bayah, who were students at the hand of Hazrat Khwaja Masoom Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And no other sheikh got this status. His father said, my son, this kitab even I haven't got, that Allah Ta'ala has given to you. Subhanallah. Hazrat Khwaja Masoom Rahmatullahi Alayhi. So what did he say? He said that, and I speak to you in my sort of language and words, this is Hazrat who wrote, Hazrat Mujaddad Al-Afthani Rahmatullahi wrote in his maktubat, that a person passed away, he was a murid, a student. What was he? He was a murid, student who had a connection with his sheikh. From the sheikh comes the murid, the student. So he passed away, the murid, and he thought that this was a very good student of mine, and he had a lot of love with my father. So as a Khwaja Masoom said, my murid passed away and he had a love for my teacher, my father. So why not, if my father has given me kula, this imama, so why don't I put my imama on his chest at the time of death. It's written, I'll show you this. I talk about faiz, blessings of the shaykh. Because the walis, well, everything they have is faiz. Why? Because their nisbat connection is with Allah. Subhanallah. So if he's a dhakir, then everything of his does dhikr. Wallah, I swear by Allah, I tell you this. Everything does dhikr. Everything of the shaykh does dhikr. So, he said that he put the kula, his imama, on the chest of his student. He said, what did I see? That because they had vision. They had vision, foresight. He said, when I put the kula on his chest, and when we were lowering him into the grave, I saw from all four sides, a noor had surrounded his student, my student. And such a light descended, just like, you know, the coolness of the moon night. I saw the coolness and it was surrounded that my student. And then what happened is that in Roshni, that light increased and it enveloped the whole graveyard. And all of the dead people, they were getting the benefit. So I saw the noor increased and that noor surrounded the whole city. The whole city. So what was this? Because the wali of Allah, it was the kulla from his head placed on the chest of his student. The fares, the connection gave the benefit. Why? This is not bid'ah. This is, there's dalil for this. That the person remembers Allah, then Allah remembers that person. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ Allah said in the Qur'an. Hazrat Fazal Ali Qureshi Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to sit on the horse, now see here, then once he sat on the horse and he was traveling, because they used to have horses in the countryside, in the villages. So one man was sitting there on the way, and he was traveling on the horse, Hazrat Fazal al-Quraysh, and the hoof of the horse hit the man who was sitting on the road. And Hazrat Fazal al-Quraysh said, oh, the hoof of my horse has hit this man. And Hazrat Fazal al-Quraysh was a bit taken aback. He wanted to descend and ask for forgiveness. And he took the person's legs and said, please forgive me. The hoof of my horse has hit you. He said, you're asking for forgiveness? He said, I should ask you for forgiveness. Subhanallah. His hoof has hit me. And all my seven lataif positions of dhikr have come alive. And after today, I'm not the same person. I've become wali of Allah, Hazrat, due to the hoof of your horse. And he passed as a great murid. And he went straight to the Khanqah and spent his life there. He said, that direction of my life changed. So if this is the effect of the horse, then imagine the sohbat of Hazrat Fazal Ali Quraysh, rahmatullah alayhi. Imagine. Imagine little bit of kiran of his. We can see this here in this country. Could anybody ever imagine that with imamas, beards, and alhamdulillah, 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 there's a kathir jamaat in the morning doing dhikr of Allah. Yes, they're coming. Mawlana sahab is leading salah. Someone's coming from here, from there, from there. Great point. Only those cannot attend who in their destiny is not to come. So will you all come? Inshallah. That's it. Yes, just 3 days you make an effort. Yes, 3 days you make an effort to come. You'll have a little bit of effort. Your body will be broken. But don't leave the gathering. Say to yourself, doesn't matter what happens, I'm not going to leave this path. I've grabbed out this path. Inshallah, after a week, you'll have that setting. Then not to you, but your children will start to do the dhikr of Allah in their lives. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't understand? Okay, fine. Let's recite Durood Sharif.